Hello, my name is Frank Kramer, and I'm an alcoholic.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Frank Kramer is with us.
Well, the golden tones of that voice.
Yeah, look at that.
Sound like Tom and Danny.
Yeah, what was he saying then?
Hello, my name is Frank Kramer, and I'm an alcoholic.
I think everyone in this station is an alcoholic.
Eventually.
Yeah. Except for John and Jeff. I don't know if you guys know this about them, but I'm not sure if it's John or Jeff. I think it's Jeff. He'll go to Vegas and, you know, go see shows with his wife or whoever he goes with, stay in the room, have a great time, and can walk past the machines and past the tables and never gamble.
Why does he go to Vegas?
Because, you know, it's decent room rates, great shows, okay. Great food.
Goes to the shows.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to Vegas and not gambling? The kind of willpower that takes?
About 2 weeks ago and went to that German place, Hofbräu or something like that.
Right.
Where you get the giant mugs of beer. Had about four of those. They're two-liter mugs.
Right.
And it just nails you. And then went over to a crafts table back in the Bellagio and a guy was rolling, and that's when the table gets going.
Oh, yeah, right.
And when you get a hot table, it's like the best thing ever. And, yeah I end up winning about $800.
Is that right?
And I never rolled the dice once.
Jesus Christ, I could hit that table. I get in the...
Good
the,
times. I like craps.
I get the other tables where it's seven out.
Seven out.
Seven out.
It's so bad, people playing don't pass.
Oh, yeah. I was rolling in Vegas, and I was betting against me. I was betting the don't pass. And I'm rolling, I'm losing. Everyone else is making money. The whole table's going nuts. And the stick man grabs the dice from me and pulls them away. And everyone's like, hey, let him roll. Come on, we're on a roll here. And the stick man goes, he has no money. I rolled myself off my own table.
You had the hot hand.
I had to walk away with, no cash. But we were talking during the break about NFL pools. I'm not an NFL pool or a baseball pool or anything. But somebody called up and asked if I want to be in a baseball league last year. And I said, all right, well, let's go through the rules. You know, you pick players every week. You can change your player. You get three pitchers, all that stuff. And I said, where do I send the check? How much is this going to be? And he said, no, it's for free. It's just for the fun of it.
I said, Jesus Christ.
I said, are you calling the right guy? I'm going to do all this work, and
that's
the end,
way too much work to
someone's going
to
get a trophy? And he goes, no, there's no trophy. I said, what do you get at the end? He goes, everyone just knows that you won. I said, get the Christ out of here. What the hell's wrong with you? I need a little more stimulation in my life than,
It's pretty bad that, I mean, they don't keep score anymore during, you know, Little League or...
Yeah, does that happen with your daughter?
Well, at her age, that's when they start getting competitive, but probably to the age of 10... It's all recreational, so it doesn't matter. There's no standings. There's nothing. And so there's no competitive fire at a young age. And now that's spread up to fantasy baseball.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's really terrorist of one.
All right, let's take some phone calls here. Open phones, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sandy in Burbank, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sandy.
Sandy.
Listen,
This is Frank's mom.
My mom's name is Sandy.
No, I'm the one that called and talked to Frosty about his Swanson frozen meals.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you didn't say that if you blew a .50 that you were 50% alcohol, right?
I did, yes.
Are you high?
No, I think that's true, isn't it?
No, it's .50. It's a half of 1%.
Of your blood, right.
Wait, it's a half of 1%?
Yeah, you would be dead.
So 1.0 is what?
1% of your blood.
1%.
I think one, no. Wait a minute.
Frank, pull it up on the internet.
All right, did you look that up, Sandy?
No, I think it's pretty much common knowledge.
That's what I thought.
Well, I don't know if it is.
You can't have 112 proof blood.
And I'm a foot soldier in the Army, Frank.
Can.
So I'm
all
just
right.
saying.
Hey, go You've get yourself there. A shirt there, Sandy. You know the website?
No.
FrankArmy.com.
Thank you much.
All right,
thank
take
you,
care.
Sandy.
All right, if we have a cop or a somebody who deals with DUIs, is .50 half your blood is alcohol, or am I just high? Maybe I'm high.
Well, they're saying it's death, usually, unless you're a raving alcoholic.
But I think your blood could withstand more than a half of 1% being alcohol and survive. I think that's why you die, is because 50% of your blood is alcohol. and the liver and the kidneys, shalom no like them.
And the fours are usually coma.
Right.
Fives are death, usually.
You know,
four's coma, three is the actual stupor.
Right. And then the twos is, well, that's where I live.
Where we maintain. Or else we get the shakes.
You know, I heard a stat that 75% of the people who die in Russia are completely bombed.
On the autopsy, the alcohol levels?
Yeah, the alcohol level is through the roof.
That's just typical Russian, right? Aren't they all alcoholics?
Yeah. I think a lot of... Well, listen, anytime, you know, that's what they're known for, you know, is their vodka. You know, Americans are known for making, you know, pretty good beer, but they're known for making vodka.
Are we known for beer?
I think we are. Or wine? What is the alcohol that the United States... No, it's got to be whiskey.
Wouldn't it be whiskey or bourbon?
Bourbon.
Yeah, maybe bourbon.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you drink bourbon?
Yeah.
See, I can't get into it. I'm trying to get into Maker's Mark and like whiskey and bourbon. I just can't. The taste is killing me. The reason why I like vodka is there's no taste. You know, you just drink it to get buzzed.
And people can't smell it on your breath, so.
Well, not when you consume like I do. I think you can start to smell it. All right, let's talk to Julian in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, totally off topic. Just want to say what's up to Frank.
Hey, Julian.
How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good.
Number one, props on Frank Army. Number two, I'm pretty high. you make my mornings, wake and bake, driving to work, listen to Frank. Makes my days, bro.
Well, thank you. Keep it up.
Right. Talk it up, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. There he goes. Big fan. Look at that, man.
He's the one.
Yeah. Greg and Laguna, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Look at you, big stud.
Hey.
Okay, 0.5 is 50%. You're dead. 0.08 is the limit, which is 8%. Right. A 1.0 is 100%.
Right. So that's what I thought, but how do you know that?
How do I know that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 26. I got popped a couple times, so I had took a couple classes.
Okay. All right. I thank you for siding with me there, but we're looking for somebody who is a little more background than I'm 26 and
now,
drink.
If I was 0.56 and I pricked my finger,
right,
and you tasted the blood on my finger, you're saying it would be 112 proof.
Yeah, so 56.
You could taste the alcohol in the blood.
Yeah, 56% of your blood would be alcohol.
No, that can't be right.
I think that's right. I think it's right. I don't know. Did you look it up?
I looked it up, and it's still very confusing. But here it says that it's 0.08%.
All right, well, let's take a call from a doctor or somebody who works in an emergency room and has that answer.
That's like taking a shot of wild turkey, holding your eyeball open and sticking it on your eyeball and being able to take it. Seriously.
Right. I wonder if you took alcohol and you put it in another orifice and you threw it in the tuchus.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that gets you bombed easier or faster. Then you could save. I heard that for every four shots you take orally, if you take one shot in the tuchus, then it's about comparable. But the only problem is having to excuse yourself at a bar to go have a shot in the bathroom.
When that's
who wants
special
to date that guy?
Butt shots.
Yeah.
And you got to drink it at the bar.
Yeah, the butt bar. I'm at the heading to the. You know, that's actually not a bad idea. The economy's getting the economy's in such ruins, and everybody's so broke that there's now a guy. There's an offshoot bar in the bathroom where you're selling butt shots
instead of the girls carrying around like those test tubes full of Jaeger.
Yeah,
they just have a gun with butt shots.
Yeah, I'm in the man. I'll take two butt shots. Oh, I take one butt shot, but if you buy them at the airport, you can get two butt shots for another dollar. I never understood that. At the airport, that's the only place where that deal goes on. We buy one shot of vodka, and he goes, make it a double for another dollar. That's always a great deal.
That is a good deal.
But that'd be a great for the bathroom, for the butt shots.
And they know you're not driving, right?
Yeah, you're flying. Yeah, as long as you don't have a captain's hat on, you know, might as well enjoy yourself. All right, let's talk to Tom right now. Tom, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello, Frank. Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Frank, I definitely enjoy you and Frosty on this. Highly on the air. It's good to hear you on the Tim Conway show.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm a truck driver, and the whole 0.5 is correct. You pretty much would be dead.
But that is 50% of your blood is alcohol.
Correct.
Right. That's what I thought it was. But then again, hold on one second. There's a nurse here, Stephanie, in Riverside, who disagrees. Stephanie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
There's no way that you would live with 50% of your body blood alcohol.
That's why a lot of people die, isn't it?
It's impossible.
Okay, you're a nurse?
Yeah, in the emergency room.
All right, so if you have 0.50, that means one half of 1%?
Exactly. 1% of your blood, if you had a, if you, let's just say you blew 1.0, which you could never do. If you did, it's only 1% of your total body blood volume.
And 1% of that is alcohol.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Do you know anything about butt shots? The ratio to mouth shots?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Stephanie.
You wouldn't want me, though, because I'm a redhead.
Oh,
you don't
you
sound
are,
like an
huh?
ugly one, though. You sound like a cute one.
I am. I'm one of the exceptions.
All right.
Is it really real red hair?
I'm a real redhead, yes.
All right. And the curtains and carpet, the whole deal?
Well, if I had carpet, yeah.
Oh, you don't?
So now you just got like a little freckled ass down there?
I don't have anything down there, but if I did, it would be red.
Is it covered in freckles?
No, I don't have any freckles except on my face, just a few.
Do you burn easily?
No, I can.
Look at you. An exception to the rule.
Are you
a
mixed?
Big exception.
Yeah, you got to be mixed.
No, I'm Italian.
Oh, I mean, your dad's black.
No, I'm Italian.
No, when people say they're Italian, that means they're mixed, and their dad's black.
Well, I'm 100% Italian, so I don't think he's black.
Excellent.
Have you met him?
Yeah, a few times.
Well, I guess if you met him, he's not black. I'm kidding, people. Hey. You know me.
All right, yes, Stephanie, thanks for calling, baby.
Thanks.
All right, there she goes. I guess I'm wrong. You know what's weird is I'm 45 years old, and I've always thought that that was true. Isn't that weird? Up until 10th grade, though, I thought oral sex was when you talk about sex.
Me too. Not 10th grade.
I was 10th grade.
Yeah, I might have been 9th grade.
Yeah?
Or 8th grade, yeah.
I remember being very embarrassed finding out at Birmingham High School when a guy said, hey, I had oral sex last night. I said, who'd you talk to? What are you talking about? And there was chicks in the group, too. They're like, what's going on with you? Like, well, isn't that oral sex when you talk about it? Like, no, it's when a guy goes down. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'll be over in the gym.
I remember talking about sex at school, and then mom's like, so what happened to school today? I had some oral sex.
Wow.
It's like, really?
Look at you.
Where? We were out back behind the auto shop.
And her poo nanny.
Having a little oral sex with the boys. You know what I mean, Mom.
All righty.
She's like, I don't think you know what you mean.
Yeah. Is that when she, so your mother told you what oral sex was?
She showed me.
Oh, I see. Wow. Okay, you have a very progressive mom.
Yeah, yeah. She's cool like that.
Yeah, Sandy.
Sandy.
Look at that, man. I like that name, Sandy. Let's talk to Kevin and Downey on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm kind of behind things, but the nurse and Sandy are right about the percentage.
So it's if you had 1.0, you'd have 1% of your blood would be alcohol.
Exactly, because I mean, when you think about it, like compared to your blood amount, you know, a shot. Say you take a shot of 50 proof or 100 proof alcohol.
Right.
Only half of that thing is alcohol. Then.
Oh, I see. Right. And yeah,
it
does make sense when you break it down like that. I mean, you have gallons of blood. I think, don't you?
No,
don't you?
You have 13 pints.
You have 13 pints.
Oh.
What is that? How many gallons is that? 4.
You know, when not people even, look up know. To yeah, nothing, no. when the, they don't know the answer.
It's over.
It's like, maybe they want to look like they're doing math in their head, so they just look up.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Hoping someone says the answer.
It's a cry for help.
All right. So now we know it's 1%, so we can stop taking those calls that are all making me look like a fool. Chip and Fullerton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I just want to throw my 2 cents in that rule about not saying bong in a head shop applied my whole life. But last time I was there, they told me since the proposition and you can get a prescription that you're allowed to say bong or talk about weed or anything because it's legal now.
Hey, is that right? We're progressive now.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Excellent. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Right on.
All right, there he goes. All right, we're going to play this. If you missed any part of the show this week, we're going to play a little montage, then take a small break and come back with more of your phone calls. Don't forget Sam Phillips tonight at 11 o'clock. Frank Kramer is with us. Awfully nice of him to stop by on a Friday. One of your two party nights, Friday and Saturday.
Exactly.
And Sunday's a school night. So you spent one here. Thanks, man. Thanks for taking one for the team.
I got to coach soccer kids tomorrow.
What time?
Noon.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Those 8 a.m. soccer games are tough.
Those are, I mean, you reek of alcohol and there's all the parents. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you got the sunglasses on. It's cloudy day. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Anything you'd like to talk about? Frank Kramer is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Look at that, man. People who are not high right now, who are never smoked pot, are throwing up. But people who are high are like, oh, dude, wait, what was that last one? Did you write that down, Tony? I got to try that one.
Research finds that stalkers are responsible for roughly half of the attacks on VIP targets.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're really going for it.
Nobody here at this station is really, oh, that's not true. Randy had a stalker, and what did you do? You ate him?
Exactly.
I'll learn him for next time.
I ate him.
Deep fried him, put a little nacho cheese sauce.
And by the way, you're taking the bus. What kind of hurry in? Hey, I got a Fortune 500 company to run. I got a meeting with clients from Tokyo. I got a couple of mistresses to see. I got to pick up. I'm racing a vintage Ferrari in a Can-Am series. Where are you going? You're in a bus. You're not going anywhere, pal.
Hey, Gina, what kind of peanut butter do you get?
Just to show you how tight we are, we were comparing scars a little while ago.
Yeah, that's what brothers do when they're alone and y'all not around. It's like, wait, have you seen this one?
Arsenio asked me if I've ever seen it. But Jim's ever showed me his legs. Like, you've never seen him?
Yeah, but it's my emotional scars that really hurt.
Oh, yeah. The guys running around and grabbing each other's asses.
Holler, Cinderella! Oh. Girl, where did you get that tiara?
How long was the line for pirates?
Oh.
About as long as the line for the submarine. I remember going over to your house for Thanksgiving, and I always thought it was very weird that I was out on the porch, and I was going to light up a cigarette, I believe. And
cigarette, was that?
And it was shotgun. Tom Kelly comes over and goes, oh, can I light that for you? I'm like, I've never seen that before.
Welcome to radio.
Yeah. Hey, do me a huge favor. We'll continue here, but please, will you please stop scratching your nuts?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was scratching my...
That's cool. It's just a little distracting. Yeah. All these kids watch these tapes like Dora the Explorer and all that stuff.
Oh.
And the only sport they ever show in any of those tapes is soccer.
They got a bilingual monkey running around. My son yelled no mas at me the other day when I was spinning around. I'm not kidding. I think he called my wife a whore.
I was in Target, and my daughter was going, bada, bada. And so I had to grab somebody who worked there and goes, what is she saying to me? She goes, stop. She's saying you're walking too fast. Right. Oh, thank you very much.
Was he a friend, Jim?
I know OJ.
Well, you're, a lot of
did
us.
Did you play golf with him?
No.
No.
No, a lot of.
Did you kill people with him?
I mean, you know, that's weird, but that's really kind of a sick joke. Yeah, you know, it really is.
Tim, I forgot to tell you this before the show started. We still don't believe OJ's guilty.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We're holding out.
Okay. All right. I'm adding you to the group. I'm adding you to the group of people who will look me in the face and lie to me at this station.
Tim, I just got him.
I know, but last week you didn't. Randy Wang told you the answer.
Get out of here.
Yes, I saw him doing that today. Doug and Covina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
I don't know.
Outlaws are wanted.
Wait a minute. Salami, pickles, and what?
And grape jelly.
That's nasty.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm worried about you, dude. I think you're pregnant.
They show the guy trying to handle the shampoo and the conditioner. Whoa, I can't. Hold on, you're saying I got to walk from the shower stall all the way to my locker with these two anchors? What am I, Houdini? What am I, an octopus? I only have two hands.
When my daughter was younger, I had her crawl all over the racing form, and wherever she urinated, that's who I bet on that day.
How'd that work?
Not so good, but my dad was very proud of me.
Oh.
My
because he used to do that with you.
William in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, me?
What? Yeah, we're not going to get through this, huh?
Salami.
All right. That guy's crazy. That's all he eats. Salami. That's fantastic.
97.1 FM Talk.
Frank Kramer here.
Sing it, bitch.
back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Frank Kramer is here.
Yes,
Frank Kramer here. And 11 o'clock, Sam Phillips is coming in. Look at
Sam.
That. Yeah, just saw. Oh, and who else? Oh, I'm sorry. You guys are getting pissed off in there that we're not introducing everybody. Wait, come in here for a second, Sammy. Stop kissing everybody.
Well, she's got to kiss everybody first.
Oh, and the jet. All right, yeah, all right. I'm sorry, dude. Hey, please, Christ almighty. What's on the...
Chris Leary,
yeah, the Learjet.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I don't know who you're dragging in. Oh, man, the attitude with these guys.
There's still Sam and the single life?
Sammy is called the single life, I think, right?
Sam.
Yeah, all righty. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And again, Frank Kramer is with us. Let's talk to a Janice in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, Frank Army.
Hey, Janice.
Already posted, got my tags and everything.
All right, what number are you?
That I didn't memorize.
Oh.
Anyways, you know what? 3 years ago... It was my birthday weekend. I got pulled over. I know I shouldn't have been driving. And they pulled me over with a .43.
Wow.
I was legally dead. My lawyer got me off because they didn't take me to the hospital. They took me to county. They wanted to get me for 2 years because of my point alcohol level. And my lawyer said, you know what? Well, okay, you're going to take her to, she has to do 2 years. They didn't take her to the county hospital.
What are you right now, about a .39? If you had to guess.
What am I right now?
Yeah,
I think I'm about a .19.
All right.
I'm glad you learned your lesson.
Yeah, I don't even drive. No, I completely learned my lesson on that one.
Yeah, you got off light. How long were you in jail for?
4 days.
Oh, boy.
I got a good lawyer. You have to keep a lawyer in your pocket at all times.
Did you meet any big women in jail?
No, everybody kind of left me alone.
No, that's pretty
good. Because you reeked of alcohol.
No, you know what? The funny thing was...
You're vomiting all over yourself.
No, it wasn't even that. It was, I'm a drinker and I drink, so my alcohol level is always high. But it was funny when I was being discharged, the cops were coming out and saying, dude, she can totally drink you out of the table. And I was like, what are you guys talking
about?
The term
is under the table.
Under the table.
That's it.
But, my lawyer beat it and said, you didn't take her to the hospital. Then,
We went through that.
But it was cool. You know, my license was revoked for a year.
Oh, that's
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. It taught me a lesson.
How do you get around since you're drunk all the time? How do you get around?
I got family members that love me.
How old are you?
36.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're young.
No, it happened when
you're
I was
young
like,
to be doing all this.
Yeah, you're way too young.
Once you get in your 40s and 50s, it happened
on my 28th birthday.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Where a guy got a DUI on a riding mower. That happens every now and then, every like couple
right?
months or so. Yeah, he was on a riding mower, and he was pulling a trailer with a cooler in it that was full of beer, and he had a half pint of whiskey in his pocket. He was on a riding mower going home from whatever backyard he drove to.
Right.
I think that's fine.
He got a ticket?
He got a DUI.
Oh, Jesus.
For operating a vehicle under the influence. And I think it should be fine.
I think and
as
if
long
you're not,
as the board deck is down, he's mowing the shoulder. Because he's really doing us a favor.
Right, exactly. And we had the strangest DUI I think we ever had. We had a guy who called us up and said he was arrested for a DUI. And he was in Corona. And he was riding his horse while he was drunk. And you can't ride a horse when you're drunk. They're going to pull you over.
Even if the horse is sober.
And he said the horse wasn't sober, though. He got the horse high before he got out there. There's a guy going for it in life, you know? I don't only want to be drunk on my horse. I want my horse to be high as well.
There's another thing about the ass shots we were talking about earlier.
Right.
That if you take ass shots and you're drunk and you're driving, the breathalyzer doesn't show up, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they'll have eventually a butt-alyzer. You know,
bend over and blow.
How about telling your, calling your wife up? Yeah, I think I just farted a 0.38.
I want to shake your hand. You should be dead.
All right, let's talk to a Brian in Orange County on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, really quick. Hey, Frank, does it ever bother you when people say Frank's Army instead of Frank Army?
It doesn't bother me at all.
I think it sounds retarded. Tim, and Frank, I love you guys. The show is great. Hey, Tim, I want to ask you, you've been on radio for a long time, and I really admire what you do.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm just kind of curious, are you looking forward to retirement, or does the thought of like calling it quits sadden you?
No, it doesn't sadden me at all. I think that if I had enough money where I could just take a few years off, I would definitely do that. Because, please don't pass this on to management, Brian. But between you and I ran out of crap to say about 10 years ago.
Are you serious? Yeah.
But please don't let management know that.
No, that so happens. And when you're on a show with multiple people that you've been on doing a show with 8 years, I've heard the same story.
I know.
I don't know how many times. And I know people, I mean, we've had listeners.
And you sort of have to react like you're just hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, people are emailing. It's like, you idiot. He told that. That's like a fourth time he's told that story. Or, he's told that story already. And we tell it like it's the first time and hear it like it's the first time.
Yeah. You know,
it's so funny.
I rarely hear jokes for the first time either. Every time somebody tells me a joke, I either have heard it or a version of it. But somebody told me the joke the other night that I've never heard. I've never even heard a version of it. It was pretty good. He said a guy goes to a doctor's office, and he's going to be examined. He's going to get his physical, and he's laying up on top of the table with the paper. And the doctor's examining him and says to the patient, "All right, well, I've got some bad news. First of all, I'm going to tell you, you got to stop masturbating." And the guy on the table's like, "Why?" And the doctor's going, "Because I need to examine you." I never heard a version of that before. Bill Whittle told that joke. It's very funny. All right, let's talk to Matt in Idaho. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing, Timmy? Frank,
hey.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, podcast, the shows, love it up here in Idaho, North Idaho.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, a little tip for Randy Wang.
Okay.
I was podcasting the other night, and you guys were talking about fast food stuff and, saving money doing this and that. I've got a tip for saving money on weed.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Hot knives. I don't know if you guys know about that in California or not. You ever heard of hot knives?
Hot knives?
Hot knives. No. H-O-T, hot knives. Just roll up a little bit of weed.
I got the hot part of it. It was the...
Well, see,
Matt doesn't know how to spell knives. He's
such a gas.
Is that a G, a K, a N?
You can do it with a gas stove. An electric stove works better. Okay. But you just roll up a little tiny ball of weed, and you get yourself paper towel hitter, and you take the knives when they're good and hot, and you pick up that weed, and you smoke it up that way, man.
And why, I've heard of that.
Why does that save you money?
Because you don't have to load a whole bowl.
Oh, I see.
You just use a little tiny piece of weed.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it gets you as high as a whole bowl.
That's interesting.
So you have an oven mitt on and an empty hand paper towel roller, or the long paper towel rolls.
Well, you got to have a buddy with you. It works better if you have a buddy with you.
Oh, well, you need a lot of equipment now.
Yeah.
You need the paper towel roller. You need a buddy.
My pot
mitt. You need a knife. You need a stove.
Man, a little bit of legwork for the stoners out there. That's all.
You're getting into
You'll find a way.
It's like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, hey, good times. You got to have, a little legwork from your buddy out, your buddy that you're with.
Yeah.
Works out great.
Just invest in a one-hitter. Get a dugout.
Yeah, a bat. Yeah, I know what those are.
Get a feel for people who are outside of California. Who are you voting for president?
I still haven't decided yet. Idaho is going to vote for McCain, but, they're both kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, you want free health care?
I'd love it.
Go Obama.
Yeah, but, you kind of hear the same thing. I mean, for $5,000, you can get health care from Palin and McCain, right?
Yeah, but I think you got to be working to get that health care. You know, I like to stop working as much. You know, over in France, you know, they take the whole month of August off, and most people in France work like a 4-day week. They get a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, I heard that.
I think that people in the United States, and especially people who have jobs that are in the service industry, you know, like UPS and stuff like that, I think those people have been working way too hard. And I think this country needs a break. You know, if we're working our asses off, and we have been since the Industrial Revolution, this country works more than every other country in the world. And what do we have to pay? What do we have to show for it? The stock market's in the toilet. Home prices are in the toilet.
What a great time to take a vacation.
Yeah, we're all exhausted.
let's work less.
Yes, I think
the stock
less.
Market's in the toilet.
I think we're
you
all exhausted.
Like one of the CEOs at AIG. Hey, the company's going for bankruptcy. Let's go to the Ritz-Carlton and have a meeting.
Yes. You know, like the cops here. LAPD has a program where you can work 4 days on, 3 days off. And you work 10-hour days. And if you work an 8-hour day, it's still like, it's almost the same as a 10-hour day. You know, it's 2 more hours. And they can take 3 days off. I think that's a great plan.
Every Friday off?
Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday you get off.
I'm with
nice,
you.
Nice, man. All right, let's talk to Robert in East LA. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Robert.
You guys are great. Hey, Frank.
Yep.
I think on your daytime show, you're the best one right there. And right now, the Tim Conway show, you're the best too, man.
There you go. Get out of here. I'm with the legend
yes.
of radio.
You guys Tim are, makes you guys me look bad. Good.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself. There he goes. But we always enjoy Frank coming in. And if you want to come in every Friday, you know where to find us, man.
You tell the right truth here, guy. You actually emailed and said, never come in again. I just crashed the party, and you didn't tell me no, because I showed up. You right. can say it to my face, but the email was never come back.
Well, I didn't mean to send that one to you. I meant to send that one to Gina. There she is. All right, we got to take our last break here. We'll come back. Don't forget that 11 o'clock tonight, you have The Single Life with Sam Phillips.
Sam.
And Learjet. Look at that. Lear and Phillips on again to 11 o'clock tonight. What their topic is, probably effing.
Doesn't matter.
Is that right, Sammy? All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Frank Kramer's with us. We're live at 97.1 FM.
So hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see. She's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah, it's like lightning. Everybody was fighting, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want the money, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
97.1 FM Talk.
If you were describing Sam Phillips as somebody, would you start out with old whore?
All righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Frank Kramer is with us, everybody.
Thanks for having me back, Tim. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, we're
you
always...
make it so easy. I'll always come in here for you.
Please. If you want to come in, let me see, our next available night is Monday night, if you want to come in Monday night.
Monday night.
Or next Friday, that'd be great.
Next Friday, can't do it. We're going to be doing the Canyon Club up in Agoura Hills behind the bar event.
Oh, is that right?
And
those are always the best, where you don't have to worry about working.
No, I'm just basically we are bartending, and that usually gets out of hand. So,
who's playing that night? Do you know?
Great White.
Is that right? Really? That should be an awesome night. So next Friday, Great White at the Canyon Club in Frosty, Eddie, and Frank. What does that do?
Oh, you got to go to 971fmtalk.com to get your tickets.
Tickets.
Free tickets?
Yeah.
We don't need no stinking tickets.
Yeah, they said in the promo, you need tickets for this one.
Well, because Great White is playing.
I think you have to buy tickets, though, don't you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I don't think it's free tickets. They got to pay Great White, don't they? But those drinking nights are always the best. So you don't have to work. You just get, you know, hammered.
I know. It gets ridiculous.
It's perfect, man.
I had the Great Out the last time we had it behind the bar was, let's see, what was it? Sharky's in Hermosa.
Oh, right, yeah.
And for... I think it was for Monday night. No, it wasn't Monday night. But on the way out, they had pitchers of beer, and I just grabbed a pitcher of beer off this person's tail. I know who it was, and just chugged the whole thing, set it down, walked out, didn't say a word.
Jesus.
That was my exit. Good night, everybody.
Stumbled to the car. A limo. I was getting driven.
That's pretty cool, dude. So next Friday at the Canyon Club out in Agoura.
Tickets are free, but you got to print them out at 971fmtalk.com.
No. Okay. Well, if you can't afford that, please. John in Alaska, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
All right, pretty man. Good. What do you got?
You know, I just wanted to talk about Sarah. She's our number one fan. She's actually a neighbor, and, you know, I'm hoping there's other people out there that feel the same way I do about her. She's just the greatest, and I hope there's other people out there that want to vote for her like I do.
Yeah, all right.
You're her neighbor?
Actually a neighbor in that small city, and actually a close personal friend.
Oh, yeah, a personal friend. What is she like when she's not on on TV? Is she drinking? Does she smoke weed?
Hey, come on now. I couldn't tell you that stuff, but no, actually, no. She's just a great... She's just like an average person. She's a nice person.
Have you been over to her house for dinner?
No, I have not.
Has she been to yours?
No. Oh, come on.
Well, we just wanted to see how close you were.
No, but, you know, it's just somebody you see around town once in a while. She's really nice. She likes to shoot. I see her at the gun range once in a while. And
that's good enough for me. I'm voting for her.
You ever seen her in a bikini?
No. But, you know, I'd like to.
Yeah.
She's a pretty woman.
What, is it freezing up there yet?
Our number one. No, she's actually a neighbor. No, actually, you know.
All right, get out of here, dude. You're not from Alaska. Can't hear the show in your car in Alaska, douchebag. Let's talk to Victor in Glendale. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Victor.
Hey, Frank.
Hey.
Hey, love your show. Good afternoon. There's two right now. I hate listening to politics, and the other one's like 2 months of you guys. I love it. You know, what you guys talk about it and everything. You say keep it up.
Thank I'd love you. To continue this. I can't understand that.
I think he said something.
I think it was a compliment. Okay, I think it was a compliment.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Roberto and Altadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Tim? What's up,
Frank? Hey, Roberto.
Hey, Roberto.
Hey, I just want to say something about Sarah Palin. I bet you, Frank, you know about this, man. I bet she likes it Anne Hathaway style. You know what I mean, Frank?
Someone did a spoof sex videotape of Sarah Palin. Have you guys seen that? In like the Night
like a
Vision
look-alike?
Paris Hilton type
is that
video.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
And it's her and Todd. It's actually hilarious.
You know, I don't Nayland Palin.
Yeah, I don't think she's
that's
that attractive.
The real one, right?
You think she's attractive?
No, not really.
I don't think she is. I think, you know what? I know that this is me probably just feeling like I'm old. But you know when you're getting older, when one of the vice president or the presidents, whoever the candidates are, when they're younger than you. And Sarah Palin is 4 months younger than I am. She's 4 months younger than I am.
And possibly the vice president
of the United States of America. Yeah, isn't that wild?
How does it make you feel? Old or
it makes you
or
feel
like,
old. It's like
you didn't do much with your life.
Well, I mean, combo. But it's also like when you find out that everybody in the NFL is younger than you are. You know, it makes you sort of like feel like you're pressing on. But she's 4 months younger than I am. So all of her references, her music, her you know, popular culture, all that stuff, it's the same as mine. You know, the Go-Go 80s and all the you know, Steve Miller Band, all that stuff.
Do you think that all that reckons and whatever she said.
Yeah, I think it's authentic for up there.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of people up there talk like that.
She might talk like that, but do you think she talks about like that much? Or she's adding a little bit here and there?
I think she's probably trying to cool it down. I think she talks like that probably much more than anyone thinks. Like up in Oregon, they do the same thing. You know, you get outside of the big cities, and there are a lot of, you know, backwards folks. But I sort of enjoy that. You know, I like when people are a little slower and they're not that ambitious.
But that's
you know?
When they usually pull over guys on lawnmowers driving drunk.
Right, exactly.
But if you're out in the middle of nowhere like that, why are they pulling that guy over? You should be able to ride a horse. If you're downtown Los Angeles on a horse and you're drunk, well, of course we're going to pull you over.
Right.
Well, but if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're on a horse and you're drunk.
Totally agree with you. But they should, you know, they're also doing is, you know, these LAPD, and I think the sheriff does this as well, they pull people over on a bike when they're drunk. I mean, you should be able to ride a bike anywhere you want if you're bombed. You know, what are you going to
do? In that case, what they're trying to protect you?
I think they're trying to protect, whoever, if you slide out in the street and cause an accident or whatever. But who's getting hurt? I mean, when's the last time you heard that happen? You know, a guy on a bike caused a 7-car pileup. Just doesn't happen. Charles in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what up, Tim?
Hey,
what up,
dude.
Frank?
Hey, Charles.
Hey, first of all, two things. Number one, I want to say both you guys got really good shows. I enjoy listening to
you guys
when you come on. Second, Frank, man, when you guys going to do the think tank again? I've been waiting on that.
I think...
it was scheduled for September. It never happened.
I think it's going to be in November.
It's Friday, November 7th.
Where's it going to be? Here?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so there, mark it down, Charles.
Yeah. When we have it in the men's room.
That's where it's going to be.
Yeah. So it's
webcasting live.
Fewer people can look at it. Hey, Charles, we're going to give you something here. The Visitor starring 6 Feet Under star Richard Jenkins. Look at that. Own The Visitor on DVD or Blu-ray today. So go out and buy that for yourself. You get it for free, Charles, but everybody else go buy... The Visitor. Have you seen that?
No.
The Visitor? Yeah, Randy said it's unbelievable. You like that?
It's the greatest movie I've ever seen. It's so classic.
Is that right? Look at that. All
What's
right,
the name again?
The Visitor. Joanna and Roland Heights on 97.1 FM Talk.
Finally, I've been waiting for 15 minutes. Just one note. I just wanted to say that...
That's a way to start a conversation with two guys nagging.
Yeah, right. Yeah, bitching about something. Love that.
I just have one question for you guys. Have you guys ever gotten high off of, .2?
.2?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Just .2 in weight. .2 grams.
I have no idea what she's saying.
it's like what someone else was talking about, the nice things, but then I do exactly what he does, but then you could get high off of something really, really small amount, and that's how you do save money. Because if you're down on bud, you can last a gram for a week.
Maybe we should let a bunch of stoners work out the budget. Figure out how to save down to the very schmidge.
All right, thanks, Joanna.
A high ratio. Spread it out over time.
Jesus. Do you have any idea what she was talking about?
She can stretch a quarter into 6 months.
How do you get high off .2?
I don't know.
I don't know what the woman was saying.
I think what she meant is getting high off a fifth of a gram.
A fifth of a gram?
Yeah. Oh. Which is half, maybe not even half a bud.
Yeah, maybe that's time just to pull over the weed wagon when you're trying to cut corners where you're down to a fifth of a half of a gram and putting on a hot knife with a buddy.
I think you officially made it when... That kind of weight, you have no idea what that looks like. I got to stop buying in bales. I mean, seriously, I'm not in touch with the people anymore.
Yes.
A fifth of a gram.
Now,
it's a half a bud. Oh, okay.
Do you ever go to pot stores?
I don't have the card.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I've never been in one of those pot stores. I'd like to go, though. I'd like to get a card and go.
Can you go in without a card? No.
I don't think you can.
Can't you go in and just not buy?
No, you have to have a card, otherwise they don't even let you in.
Oh.
It's like the massage parlors where they got the window outside. You got to give them your driver's license. Then you go behind the locked door into a room with basically a table, a bunch of pots of pot, and a Nintendo.
And you lay nude on a table and they bring you weed?
Yeah.
Well, it's not that much like a massage place, right?
No, and then you tip them $100.
All right. I'd like to thank Gina and also Randy for another great week. You guys couldn't do the show without the two of you. Excellent work.
We couldn't do the show without you.
Well, that's obvious.
We mean that.
And also like to thank Frank Kramer for coming in, everybody.
Thank you, man.
And he won't be here next Friday. We'll try to get in the following Friday. I know everybody loves to hear from Frank Kramer, everyone. Go buy those shirts. FrankArmy.com.
I got to keep my house, people.
FrankArmy.com.
I lost a lot of money this week. Help me out.
Buy those shirts. Sam Phillips is now up next with the greatest co-host in the history of radio. Yes.
Hey, Tim, what's his name?
Larry.
What's his first name?
You know, Charles Larry.
Close enough.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Listen, you can come in on this show anytime you want.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on one sec. We'll hook you up with Gina, and Gina will get all the details. Hey, turn on Gina's mic.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, sweetie. Yeah, no, you talked to me last time. Yeah, okay. Okay, God, this is hard. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to come out and say it between you and me, because I really do feel like I can trust you. seems very abusive. He's a compulsive liar. And he always says that you can come in, but if I let you come in, he's going to hit me.
Killer Mike. Killer Mike.
97.1 FM Talk.